This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
7:03 in the place to be. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mayhem Radio.
How you doing, Doctor? It's Johnny B out here for the Mayhem Radio Show. So I want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. I want to introduce my partners. I got Big Mike over here.
Hey, hey.
And I got Bulldog.
Yeah.
And I got Tennille.
Hello.
And I got the Rock and Ron from Horse Cave Trio to stop by to tell us some stories. So grab your ashtray and cigarettes and grab your marshmallows. I think he's got a couple campfire stories tonight to tell us.
Oh, Mama Lucia, let me tell you something. This ain't no situation tonight. I'm laying it on the line. I got the real deal.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I'm telling you. I got the story. I've been sitting on it for over a month now. And may I say, maybe 8 years now I've been sitting on this story. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to share it to you for the first time here on Mayhem Radio.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Time to rev it up.
For all you cruisers down on Woodward, I was just down there tonight having a bullet bourbon and a beer at the one place on the side of the thing and the other place. No?
Gone, huh? Gone. We're just talking now. We'll just keep talking.
No, you're
live. Oh, I know that.
You lost that song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do another song. Hey, let's go to Folsom Prison, baby. How you like that?
Hell yeah.
Folsom Prison. I think I played that on the other station before.
Yeah, we did. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I got a story about that too, but I got a lot of stories.
We're ready for it.
Let's do it.
Let it roll.
This is a previously recorded episode.
All right, we're back.
Hey now!
Back on the air.
Big Mike, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How about you, Rock and Ron?
Oh, man. And Bulldog's in the house.
Let's get to it.
And
man,
you know, we are so glad to have you here and finally put some rumors to rest. And let's you jump right into it.
Well, hey, guys, you know, thanks so much for letting me come here on the show tonight. A week ago, when we were at the hill planting the tree for our brother Lotto, and if we could just, a moment of silence for our brother Lotto. And also I want to say for any Horse Cave Trio fans tonight that are tuning in and those of you that are going to pick this up on the archived edition, which I'm going to be telling you all about. Tonight is my mama's birthday.
All right.
Born August 12th, 1926. She passed away October 31st, 2010. She was the Hart County Horse Cave dancer. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that tonight that I am here on my mom's birthday. So a lot of people want to know what's going on with the Horse Cave Trio. There's been a lot of rumors. There's been a lot of lies. There's been a lot of deception spread around the nation. Bulldog, what do you got to say?
I was just worried that you guys weren't going to be around anymore, but... Smooth kind of put that to rest, so it's just, it's a bad thing, I think, but...
Well, let's talk about, for people that don't know the Horse Cave Trio, was formed in 2002 by myself and Lou Simon. I just come off a long run with a band out in California called The Empty Set. We toured Europe, we sold out shows on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. Featured members in that band were Ron Ashton from The Stooges, Michael Davis from the MC5, Mark Schultz from Public Image Limited, and that's just starting the list of people that I was working with at that time. When I decided to jump off of that band, how you doing, John?
I'm doing good, man.
Hey, man. Well, we're causing some mayhem tonight, aren't we?
I'm trying to, man. Sorry, so if I sound horrible tonight, I got a little bit of a cold. So.
Well, that's why I'm here, because I'll talk all night long.
Right on, huh?
I got a lot to say. So anyway... I came off that band, and it ain't bragging. It's a real deal. I got driven around New York City by Atlantic Records. I was on the lot at Paramount Studios in Hollywood. I had all the deals laid out before me. I had all the situations, and I walked away from everything. And I went back to Ipsy-Tucky. And I sat down for 2 years, and I didn't do anything. Out of the blue, some friends call me up on the phone. They say, hey, we're getting the band back together. These are guys that I played with when I was a teenager in high school. And so I felt that that was a perfect place for me to go. You know, when you go up the hill and you're all the way up the top, the things you think about are like how fun it was when you first started. Those early days of making music, writing songs, the creative process, how fun it is. So I said, yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with these guys and get back to my roots and maybe, you know, figure something else. Out of all these guys from this original band, they brought a new guy, and that was Lou Simon. Smooth, and he was sitting down there. So I'm jamming with these guys that I knew, and once again, they start all their nonsense that they always do, inner fighting, blah, blah, blah. And I looked over at Lou, and I said, hey, man, I got a song. And I played him Wild. And I said, what do you think about that? He goes, I like that a lot. I said, what are you doing next weekend? I wasn't done with the West Coast band Empty Set. We still had one more record to do on our contract. So what I did for that record is at my house in Ipsy on Hemp Hill Avenue, I brought in the Empty Set from L.A., and I brought in Lou Simon on guitar. I'm always about double dipping. When you're getting ready to leave something...
Yeah, me too.
When you're getting ready to leave something, you're already hoping to start something new. So my thought process was the last CD for the new band will be the demo for Horse Cave Trio. We did several songs. We did Wild. We did Cracker Jack. We did Something Else. And I made those demos. I took them around to the two guys locally that I thought were, you know, I'm an Ipsy Arbor guy. So my guys for rockabilly and blues were DJ Dell and Thay Rome. Shows, I just want you to listen to them. Tell me what you think. Well, they didn't listen to them. They started spinning them. The phones were off the hook. Who are these guys? What is this Horse Cave Trio? That started the thing, and before I knew it, I had a band without a drummer. Okay, this begins the story. I had a band without a drummer. So, what I had to do was I had to find a drummer now, because suddenly I had a band. I called up an old friend from high school, Rob Hayes, who I played with in bands before, told him what I wanted to do. He said, I don't know about rockabilly, I don't know about blues, but I think that if you are putting together a new band with how you say you want to do it, I want to be a part of it. And he signed on and started the Horse Cave Trio, 2002.
This is a previously recorded episode.
Right.
If you want mayhem, I got your mayhem right now.
We asked for it.
I love having energetic people in the studio, man. It makes the night go by so much smooth.
We'll see how you feel at the end of the show.
I hear you. But before we get started on back on the Horse Cave Trio segment here, I want to give a shout out to my friend Aaron Hagar. He has a podcast show too. If you guys want to get a chance for all you street rotters, I know we're looking for some love out here because we got the Woodward Dream Cruise coming up. So he's got a podcast called Shift and Steer. If you want to check that out on there, it's on Facebook. And it's also on the internet. It's an internet podcast. Go over and check it out. He's a great guy, man. He's also got a very colorful artist. He does a lot of pictures, drawings, and all that. You guys can go check it out on his website. And he's a real good guy, man. It's also having me a son.
We should hook up with him because you should tell him about the Horse Cave Trio.
Yes, definitely. And, we can maybe do something with him.
You know, Rev It Up would be perfect for, you know.
Yeah, for one of his shows,
We just came out of the song Rev It Up from our second CD, Curb Service. And he should totally utilize some of that on his show.
Yeah, so if you guys get a chance out there, check out Aaron Hagar. He's on Shift and Steer podcast. And like I said, man, he's a good dude. And he happens to have a great father, which is one of my all-time favorites, Sammy Hagar. So give a shout out to the old Sammy, man, the old Cabo Wabo man. And Ron, back to you, man. Let's hear this Horse Cave Trio story. I'm dying to hear it.
Okay, so when we left the story... We were back at the origins of the Horse Cave Trio. So I had met Lou, and we had decided to start a band. Lou was not too sure about what I wanted to do. Needless to say, we started gigging, playing around the area. We made a CD called Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to create a roots rock band with a rockabilly blues feel, but with a Detroit sensibility. So that means, you know, I'm a big rockabilly guy. I love rockabilly.
Rockabilly? That's the first time I heard rockabilly.
Okay.
Really? You ever heard rockabilly
good.
Before?
I'm
that's
sure.
Great.
Oh,
that's awesome. Rockabilly is the original roots of rock and roll. So when Elvis hit Sun Studio and made That's All Right, Mama, that was rockabilly. The original rock and roll, the early rock and roll was rockabilly rock and roll. So I wanted to capture that early excitement of rock and roll, like 50s, you know, crazy rock and roll, but with a Detroit fist. You know, I wanted a Detroit sensibility to it. And Louis looked at me and he goes, I don't know anything about rockabilly. And I said, good. I don't want you to. Don't listen to any of these records that I'm going to cover. I want you to play what you feel. And that's how we started out. Started doing the clubs. We did a lot of shows with the Orbitsons. That's where we...
Vinny.
Yeah, that's where we started. We're doing a lot of shows with the Orbitsons. Really, you know, honing our craft, trying to learn what this band was all about. When we really hit our mark, when the Horse Cave Trio came alive, was in Cleveland, Ohio, when we played for my friend, the Ghoul. Got any Detroit boys in the house here tonight?
Yeah, that's the way.
Okay, we went down to Cleveland. We played for the Ghoul's Halloween party. And that's when the band really clicked, and that's when we really became the Horse Cave Trio. So,
okay, you have to explain to me how you got that name.
Horse Cave is Horse Cave, Kentucky. And my mom, her birthday is today. And
happy birthday, Mom.
And my dad and her grandparents moved up to Ypsilanti, Michigan in 1945 from Horse Cave, Kentucky. So I'm the Ypsitucky Outlaw. I know everybody has heard about Ypsitucky, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So... I've done a lot of bands. I've been playing in bands since I was 15. I played everywhere. I've done everything. I've met everybody. But this is the band that I always wanted to have. Out of all my travels, out of everything I've done, I always wanted to have a band that was Horse Cave something. Something for my roots. So, when I met Lou, I knew that he was the guy that could help me make that come true. Oh, we're writing on the pad. What we got to say?
How you doing?
How you doing? Was that the song we already put in there? They have no name.
I just read it.
Anyway, how we doing? Hey, Bulldog, what do you got to say to the people tonight?
Hey,
I'm
just listening. We have to get back to the drummer. Yeah. I need to know.
Okay,
the
everybody
story.
Wants
I need to
know
why the drummer.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry. I've been taking the high road now for over a month, and everybody wants to know the real deal. What's going on with the Horse Cave Trio? I want to tell you, the Horse Cave Trio is alive and well. We have never been better.
That's what we want.
Now,
that's right.
Now we have removed a big distraction. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have removed a major liability, if I may say so.
Say it. brother.
I'm just saying.
Spill the beans.
Preach it.
When the original drummer, Rob Hayes, who was the drummer for our first CD, Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll, our second CD, Curb Service, stepped away in not a very nice fashion, may I say. And that's a story for another day. That's a big story. Alive at the Dive when Rob quit. When Rob quit, Tony was standing there. He was just a friend of Louis. I met him casually. He was a fan of the band. He was going around at shows and talking to people. Hey, my name's Tony. How do you like this band? Oh, they're great. Oh, no, no, no. So when Rob quit the band that night at the Dive, just weeks before we released our second CD, Curb Service, thinking that he was going to shut down the band, thinking that he was going to destroy the Horse Cave Trio forever, the things that he said to me as a friend that you would never say to a friend.
Not good, man.
I called Louis that next morning, and I said, Louis, do you feel that same way? He goes, no, I don't. I said, I got 8 months of shows booked. Cleveland, Kansas City, all over the Midwest. Do you feel the same way as Rob does? He goes, no, I don't feel that way. I said, well, how you feel about Tony? He goes, well, he's okay. I said, yeah, he's okay too. So we picked him up, and we rolled with him, and he played the drums. Was he the best drummer? No. Was he the worst drummer? No. But he was the drummer on the spot. That night when the other guy quit, Tony was standing there. We did the finale with him.
With Tony.
So we called Tony up and said, hey, you want to be the drummer for the band? We didn't say, do you want to be a member of the band? We said, do you want to be the drummer for the band? He said, yes, I would like that. I said, okay, let's roll. We did 8 months of shows. Okay? This is a guy who had, far as I know, no experience as a professional drummer. Anybody else in the room? No. Nobody knows that he had any experience as a professional drummer before that. So we brought him on board. He was a good guy.
Okay, since you got that all straightened out, what's coming up for you guys?
There's more to this.
Yeah. There's a lot more to this than that. So,
anyway.
My question is, like mostly everybody that knows you knows that Tony quit. I don't know how it went about, but...
I'm trying to take the high road here.
I know. This.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the show, I'm going to tell you what the deal is. Tony is no longer the drummer for the Horse Cave Trio. I would like to say that long before he said he was no longer the drummer for the Horse Cave Trio, he was no longer the drummer for the Horse Cave Trio. We had started recording our brand new album. And I'm going to tell you right here, this is a Mayhem exclusive. The new CD from Horse Cave Trio is called Dust Off the Jukebox. We have been recording this CD with Funky D Records, who we did our last CD with. Funky D Records, who has been winning every Detroit music award that is available. They have been taking every award home. We have been recording this new CD with Tino Gross from the Howling Diablos, president of Funky D Records, producer of Funky D Studios. He has been the drummer on this CD from day one. So that is an announcement that I'm putting out there right now. So for people who think that, wow, did Tino knock Tony off the chair? Did Tony get blindsided by Tino in the studio? Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen. Not at all. Not at all. I've got a story to tell you. When we started making this new record, we wanted to make a record different from any other record that we've done before. Our first record, Hot Rods, Choppers, Rock and Roll. That was our live show that we had at that time, 2002. Our second record, Curb Service. that was the record that we wanted to do all of our original songs for the first time with the band to see how that worked. And, dude, it blew up. That was the biggest record we ever... That Hillbilly Rock and Roll and that Curb Service, oh, that was a great record for the band. And we toured that. We toured like crazy for that CD. Anybody who says, why aren't you guys aren't playing? Go look at my schedule for the Curb Service years. We were doing 300 gigs a year. We were all over the place. We were at River Days in Detroit, up at the Benny's Biker Rally, and then Saturday morning at the Brighton Festival. I mean, we were just like boom, boom, boom. We were playing everywhere, all over the place. So, getting back to the point, dust off the jukebox. We were doing a whole new idea of recording a CD. Because every time we go into the studio, these are songs that we had rehearsed and that we had played live. So you just walk in the room, the guy hits the button, and you record the song, right? I wanted to get like the Stones. I wanted to go into the studio with an idea, and I wanted to capture the magic. Because the thing is about writing a song, when you write a song and the first time you play that song, the more times you play it, the farther away you are getting from that song. And ask anybody who does this, and they'll tell you the same thing. The first time you play that song, that's the magic. That's the magic in the bag. The more times you play it, it gets watered down. It gets watered down. You're playing it. I told Louis when we wanted to do this new CD with Tino, we wanted to capture the magic. So when we, the first session for this new CD, when we went in there, we had ideas. We had a script, but we had never played these songs before. And we wanted to capture the magic. So this other guy, he who shall remain unnamed, says that he has songs, okay? He's been sending messages to my friends, okay, telling them not to like my band because they don't like his songs. They don't like him. You know what I got to say? I got to say shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Because without me, without Smooth, nobody would know your name. Am I right? Can I get an amen, amen. Bulldog?
Amen. Yeah.
Big Mike, can I get an amen?
Get an amen.
Am I still on the high road, brothers? Have I not?
No, you haven't gotten there.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah,
thank you so much.
I think you're doing it a great way.
Right.
Thank you so much. So, after all of these distractions and all of this nonsense, as I like to say, last week we went back in the studio with Tino, and Tino's looking at us and he's like, fellas, I feel like me playing drums on the new album might have caused Tony to walk away. And that's the last and first time I'll mention his name. I said, Tino, when we were all in the room and we were just putting ideas out there, couldn't he have walked up with an idea? He goes, well, Ron, yes, he could have. I said, wouldn't we have embraced that idea and fully realized that idea? He goes, well, Ron, yes, you would have. I said, well, who's in the right then? Who's in the right? And I got to say, shame on you. Can I get an amen?
Well, there you have it.
Tell me something. Is this guy going to stay as the band or the drummer? Or you?
No,
gonna...
there's no way that Tino can be our drummer. Tino is the front man for the Howling Diablos. He is the president of Funky D Records. He is also the producer for Funky D. But I got to tell you that... I'll give you guys some more exclusives. Tino is playing drums on the new record. Johnny B The Detroit Legend has also put his name in the hat. He's also written us an original song for this new album in support of the Horse Cave Trio. I've been getting... this is the first time that I've publicly announced this, that, you know, that he who shall not be named is not the drummer anymore. I've been getting messages from all over the Midwest, drummers that are blowing my mind that want to be part of the band. And Tino also told me that that he's getting hit up left and right from guys who are just like, are you crazy? Because the thing right now in the music business, the music business is totally different now. Okay? When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, you're in the garage or you're in the basement and you're working your butt off. And you're lucky to get like a club gig or a sorority party or any kind of party where you can play. Okay? All those things are gone now. Everything's on the internet. It's a whole different thing now. It's a whole different ball game. So, with that being said, let's hear some music.
Sounds good. What do we got up coming up?
Young, Sweet, and Fine.
Yeah.
Hey, that was my name in high school.
Young.
Woo!
Yeah. What's your name now?
You know, I think we
ought to... What is it now?
Old facts.
We ought to try it up.
This is a previously recorded episode.
Huge shout out tonight to our board op, Jessica, please. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, here we go.
Can we get a big shout out?
We're just trying to figure out the phone lines now.
You know, this ain't my show, but I feel like it's my show. But I got to thank you guys so much for letting me come down here tonight. And, you know, this has been heavy on my heart. And I'm not just, that ain't talk. That's a real deal.
Well, you know, we're glad to have you, especially for our first show on this network. Kicking it off with you, getting your story out there.
Yes.
Well, you know, everybody.
There's always three sides to every story.
Well, you know.
His side, their side, the truth.
And, you know, I'd sit down anytime, anywhere with anybody who wants to go off the cuff and buy me a nice, neat Kentucky bourbon and a cold beer to have a conversation about the details behind this story. And I'm trying to take the high road.
All right, take the bell away from
me. Yeah, I'm going to take that bell away.
Who needs the bell taken away?
I'll get that. There you go.
Give me the bell.
That's my last bell.
Okay, so what can we expect from... Horse Cave Trio coming up here in the near future.
Thank you for asking me.
I like the name of the album.
Yes.
Well, you want to take this caller before we get into that? Let's take this caller.
Yes.
Let's see if it'll... Can we take the caller?
Can we?
We would love to.
I'd love to.
Can you hear me now?
Try it.
We're trying.
We would love to say hello.
Caller, you're on. Nope.
Okay, I will continue with the question because I can talk for days. And what I got to say is I had this concept a while ago. When I was a kid, growing up, going with my dad, you know, my parents got divorced when I was very young. And I would go with my dad Friday nights, and he would work the mail route downtown Ipsy. And we would end up at his favorite bar, where in the late 60s, early 70s, there was always a jukebox.
See, I had band practice in my basement. My father was in a band growing up, and band practice was in my basement.
Nice. So, our last album, the first album that we did with Funky D Records, we hadn't worked with Tino before. And we were looking to make, like, this grand statement, you know. So the songs are, like, 5, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. These big, you know, opus songs. And it's a great album. But time after time, people tell me they love the first album, Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll. So I'm thinking, it's like, what do they love about that first album so much? They love the immediacy. They love the fact that these are songs that are like 2-3 minutes.
Right.
And so I'm thinking we need to get back to our roots.
Okay, we'll get back.
Are we getting busted by the police?
What Billy's the rut? What is it again?
I got him on speakerphone here.
And hold it up to the mic.
Hey,
what's up, Lou?
I'm giving you a live report from Woodward and Rockingham. What appropriate? How appropriate can we be?
So you tell me?
Yeah, you can say what you want.
Yeah, say what you need to say.
But who's got the long face? That's what I got to say. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you been drinking a little bit?
What?
Have you been drinking a little bit?
No.
Okay.
No, this is how I wake up in the morning. I'm live and ready.
What do you got to say about Dust Off the Jukebox, Lou?
I got plenty to say. Listen, this is the HCT Nation, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I consider myself like vice president of that nation. That's where I'm at. And I'm giving you a live report. I'm telling you, we're all fine and well. The band is rocking. We got some new tracks coming out. I'm going to tear you up. Tear it up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That's stuff you ain't never heard before.
Yes, sir.
It's all good. Me and Ronnie, that's it. That's all there is.
That's all you need. What
do you need?
What do you want?
I'm just asking. What do you want?
We want the CD.
Just come out and see us.
We want to hear the new CD.
And you know we'll be out there to see you.
Bulldog, we love you. Big Mike, we love you. Johnny.
Thank you. I love back, man.
That's trouble right back there.
I don't really.
We know everybody wants something right now. We want everybody to know that the Horse Cave Nation is alive and well. So what we got to tell you right now is that we are releasing a single.
That's right.
This fall. It's called Forever.
Right.
Bulldog, Forever. What does that mean to you?
There you go.
Mike,
talk about
Forever,
it,
Forever. What does that mean to you?
Forever.
What does that mean to you? Okay, this single will also be followed up by a video, which is going to feature all of our brothers and all of our sisters, all of the Horse Cave Nation. We are going to make a statement, and I'm telling you right now that nobody has any idea what we're getting ready to say. Okay?
Once this single drops, you're going to be blown away.
It's going to blow your mind. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. What's up, brother?
I listen to it 3 times in a row. I never do that.
And I got to say that, you know, hats off to Tino Gross for supporting us. You know, I mean.
Tino.
Yeah, Tino.
Tino, that's the third member of Horse King Trail with
that. Wow. Who is that?
Is that Mario?
Skype,
I know that sound.
Skype?
Yeah, it's your
call. Somebody's Skyping?
What the hell is that? That's like Mario Kart. That's like, is that my son?
Hello? All I know is it's loud.
Are you on the air?
Nicholas, is that you? Is that Mario Kart?
Mario Kart.
Caller.
No.
Is that Jules?
Hello. Yes, it's
Jules. Hey, how you doing, Jules?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm still out here.
So we got two callers.
Yeah, we got two callers on now.
That's right.
I got a question for Ron. Two questions, actually.
All right, okay. We got a couple questions.
One half of the Horse Kid Trio right here.
All right, Julie, what's your question for Ron, Julie?
First question is, when is Horse Kid going to be live again? And the second one is, are you recruiting for a new drummer?
Jules, it's great to hear from you. Thank you for the questions. First question is, are we recruiting? We haven't started yet. Have I been receiving applications? Abundantly. I've been getting guys crawling out from all over the Midwest, and this is the first time that we have officially said that we do not have a drummer. Okay.
Right.
So after today, the word will start spreading more, and and it's going to get even bigger. So my answer to that is we've got guys that we've always wanted to play with. They're on our radar. We're going to talk to them. Is it the same band that you've always seen? No. You deserve something better.
What I didn't think you guys could get much better.
What we're going to do...
Oh, did you hear what she said? She said she didn't think you guys could get much better.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Well, yeah. you know, as great as everybody has thought we were, every time we get off the stage, Lou and I look at each other, and we're just, like, disgusted.
We could have been better.
We could have been
better. You're your worst criticizer.
What is it that you're looking for?
You're your
what is
your
main drummer you're looking for? What's going to catch your eye in a drummer for your band?
There's guys that I've wanted to play with for a long time, and they're all over the country. And I think we're gonna play with those guys.
Yeah, guys that are seasoned professionals. They're at the same level as me and Ron.
That's the thing.
You know, we've in separate careers. Ron and I both have been all over the place and played on many stages, and you know, in front of big audiences and with you know, top notch musicians. And that's where we're gonna take this on this one.
What was your best experience? What was your guys' best experience performance that you guys performed in where you got the biggest that made you?
One of our favorite performance experiences, I have to say, is probably with Don Was, right, Lou?
Oh, yeah.
We got called up to do the Don Was, and anybody who doesn't know who Don Was is, shame on you. He's one of the best. He's one of the best record producers in history. He works with the Stones,
Bonnie Raitt,
Bob Dylan.
Oh, I mean, he's got everybody.
This is a whole nother show to talk about this, but needless to say that when we worked with Don Was for his show, it was one of the best experiences we have ever had. Have me over for another show here.
Let's with Louie,
and we'll just talk
here,
about
that.
And he picked
the caller.
She had a second question.
When are we going to see you live?
You know, that is...
Bingo.
That is the hardest part of this equation. Because the live show was with Tony. He was the guy that we had signed on to be the drummer.
Right.
So far as when you're going to see us live again, I got to tell you, kids, you know, it's a big question mark. We're not there yet.
But we got the players ready to step right up too, man.
We've got the guys that are ready to roll. But all I got to say is, please give us the time to finish this record. It's going to be the best thing you've ever heard from us. Trust me, please. Listen.
I got a whole crowd out here, man. They're all crazy.
it's the LA Nation. He's got the LA Nation.
I got the LA Nation happening out here. I'm hanging with Eli. Eli's my new partner in crime. we're taking over Woodward. We're doing the XL on Woodward with the band. There's cop cars out here. it's a scene. You know what I'm saying? When they used to say, It's a scene.
I know that people are really. I know people are really concerned about the live show. When are we going to see you guys? You're going to see us. You're going to see us.
You're
going to
see it.
Well, only you guys know. Obviously, you have something up your sleeve, or you wouldn't just not know. You're keeping everybody hanging and guessing, aren't you?
Well, the thing was,
the anticipation coming.
What happened with he who shall be renamed as? Things that I can't say on air. That was a curveball. We didn't expect that. That is something that we had wanted to do for years. We thank him for doing that for us. So that can move us forward. But we weren't planned for that. And needless to say, our focus right now is making this record. We're going to pop up.
We got some tracks, don't we?
Oh, we got some crazy music that
we got some tracks.
It's hard to tell people what you're doing when you're doing it.
Right.
That's like when you're in the kitchen and you're making dinner, and the kids are sitting at the table and they're hungry, and they're just like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, but you give in to that with kids.
You gotta give in.
You give them what they want. You give kids what they want.
But you know what? Sometimes the kids, need to shut the hell up.
Hey, do we still have the caller online or no?
I think she dropped.
No, okay.
Sometimes the kids need to shut the hell up.
Did you tell them that we grew up together?
Not yet. We haven't got that far.
Let's do it. Well, this is the Mayhem Show.
You know why I thank you? Because the police just drove by.
Do some.
Yeah, me and Smooth, we grew up in the same neighborhood.
We were
like 5 years apart, him and Blackie and all them other guys.
What neighborhood was that? Where'd you grow up?
Down in southwest Detroit.
Tell him
the whole story. Come on.
And when we were kids, we were trying to hang out with these guys, and they would never let us hang out because we were like 5 years younger than them. So just remember, I am younger than you. So they wouldn't let us hang out, man. But all us kids, they're 5 years younger. We're trying to chase these guys around the neighborhood. And they would not let us hang out with them.
On your bikes?
And now,
chasing
now,
them around bikes?
What I find out funny nowadays is now he's calling me wanting to hang out. You know,
that's right. Because you guys is cool, baby.
That's right.
Woo! That's right. You know that. What comes around goes around.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah. It was a good time, though, man. It's a good neighborhood. Well,
the neighborhood was a beautiful thing, man. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are, and we're fortunate we are where we are coming out of there because it wasn't easy.
Right.
A lot of kids didn't make it, you know, but we did, and I was fortunate enough to hook up with Brian, 10, 11, 12 years ago now, and making music, and I couldn't ask for anything better, man. I mean, the first time I went over there, he's like, hey, man, you want to come over and do a session? And I'm like, a session? He's like, yeah. So I go over to his house, and he's got, like, all this food laid out, and he's got all these drinks laid out. We go downstairs, the whole band set up. And he's like,
I told that story earlier.
How old were you guys? What inspired you guys to start music?
So that's what I did.
Inspired you?
And that's what this turned into. I mean, that was 10, 11 years, 12 years ago.
Almost 13 years officially for Horse Cave.
On a ride that you couldn't pay admission for.
That's right.
I told the guys earlier.
It's like an old 53 GMC tour bus. I'm not gonna hijack it.
I told the guys earlier how.
That's our bus right there, Eli.
How we?
These guys are mad. I'm still on the phone.
Look at Louis. Look. Louie's going, hey, Louie, you there?
I'm here.
I told him officially the band was born with the Ghoul.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think...
That's when we became somebody, right?
I think so.
I think so.
I think that's, you know...
Yeah, we went down there, and Bulldog, you know, half the neighborhood came down with us. And the other half were, you know, people that we became friends with. And they all took rooms, which was like our second or third gig or something.
It was
and
very early.
And everybody traveled like 80 miles to come see us play. And we were just blown away. Me and Ron were sitting in this hotel room, which is a whole other story because we ended up with these penthouse suites. But we were like, we couldn't believe that anybody showed up. And then we went to the bar. The bodyguards or whatever, you know, the door guys were like, how many guys you got in the band, man? How many people are in the road? Because everybody that comes through the door is carrying a piece of equipment saying, you're with Horse Cave Trio. And we're like, well, yeah, all of them.
It was a beautiful christening of the band for me. You know, as a person, it really validated what I wanted to do when growing up. I loved Elvis. I loved the Beatles. But my hero was the Ghoul. My hero
Bikers,
was the Ghoul.
At growing, rockabilly and the whole thing, man.
And when I went down to my second taping of the Ghoul show in Cleveland and he asked me to headline his Halloween party at Goulardi's. I felt like, I mean, I can't tell you. It was, you know, it was a moment for me. And any people who are Detroit listeners, Cleveland listeners, who know who the Ghoul is, this for me was a validation of what I was getting ready to do. And the fact that I could take Louie backstage, and as Ron Swede, the Ghoul, was showing Louie the firecrackers that he was going to blow up that night.
That wasn't firecrackers, brother. That was like some, that place should have been rated for dynamite. That dude was dead, like quarter six. He blew it up on stage and two pumpkins on both sides of the stage. And me and Ron, both of our amps were loaded with pumpkins.
What? Yeah, Rob, I gotta give props to Rob, you know, because he was the original drummer for the band, and he was also a fantastic drummer. Pain in the ass. Not a member of the band.
No.
And I gotta give a shout out, you know. Sean Adam Williams told me today is hashtag shout out day. I got a shout out to Matt Hansen, who I would have to say
is a man.
I would have to say that Matt Hansen was the original third member of the Horse Cave Trio.
He was.
Would you argue with me in that?
I totally agree. Matt,
thank you.
Matt brought us up to the forefront with his work.
And you know, me and Matt go back a long ways, and that's a story for another show. You know, you guys have me down here every week. I can talk for days. I got stories that'll blow your friggin' mind.
Me and Mike were thinking, you know, if John Bobby can't make it, you know, you could come
call
down here.
Call me up. I can talk for days. I got tons of stories.
Again, if anybody wants to put any input.
Hey,
you
hey.
What's up, brother?
What's that?
Mike, where you at?
I'm right here, brother.
All right, I don't need to hear your voice. Now I feel calm.
All right, we're giving
a shout out to St. Clair Jessica on the board op tonight. And
Tennille
here in the house, and she's got something to say to the folks.
Obviously, right. You're listening to the Mayhem Show. If anybody has any questions or input, call us 248-579-5295. We're waiting for your call.
We would love to hear your call, he who shall remain unnamed. Anybody who wants to pointy in now.
I got a question for you guys.
All right, come on, something.
I've known you guys for a long time, and I've listened to Curve Service about 100 times, 200 times. And today when I was putting all the music together for the show, I realized that on Curve Service you have She's the One. And then on Horse Hart County, you got She's the One. Now, What made you guys remake that?
That's an excellent question, Bulldog. Let me tell you.
That is an excellent question.
That is an excellent question.
The House of Steel.
Yes, yes. it ponies up to the House of Steel, which is when we first wrote that song, we had when you write a song, you can hear it. It's something that you can hear. And when we first did it, we brought in one of Rob's friends, John Latini, who is an amazing musician. Don't get me wrong. But he didn't capture what we heard in our heads. When we met Jim Morris, the House of Steel, the pedal steel guy. Did you guys ever see him play with us?
Yes.
Okay. He played with us for a good solid year and a half at least.
Yeah.
So once we started playing with Jim, Lou and I looked at each other and we said, we need to record this song again with Jim on the pedal steel to really, because I think that's one of our best songs that we've ever written.
Well, you guys know that's my wedding song. So I never even realized it was on the first CD.
Yes, yes.
Until I was dating
That's a song that's been kicking around for a while.
Well, it didn't stand out until I was dating my wife. And when the first time I heard that song, I think
we really captured the true essence of that song on the Hart County CD.
Yeah, so we made it our wedding song, so you'd have to play at the wedding.
Every time I hear the song, I think about the wedding, too.
And we did. I remember when we came up with the idea, I had the chords, and I had a little bit of the melody, and I sang it to Ron. He's like, that's the song that I've always wanted to sing, and he went home, and he came back, and he goes, here it is. And he sang the lyrics, and I'm like, that's it, and we did it. But then, after we played it a while, and, like Ron was saying, it's like, we played it with John Latino did studio work on the first one. But when we met Jim Morris, which was a whole nother story, we met him at the Magic Bag. Me and Ron were all, we were having a good time.
Yes, we were playing with Whitey Morgan that night.
Yeah, we were playing with Whitey Morgan.
And he was with Whitey that night.
Yeah, and they were doing a sound check, and me and Ron got done, and we walked through the backstage door, and I kicked the door open, and I go, who's that steel player? And when I kicked the door open, it slammed right into Jim Morris, who was still brilliant player, and he goes, oh, that was me. And I'm like, oh, sorry, brother.
And we stole him.
I wanted to jump up on stage with you. And I'm like, well, you should have, And that turned into a whole year and a half of touring and playing with him, and what a musician.
Some of my favorite shows we did with Jim Morris, I got to say, when we opened the first time for Unknown Henson, and we had Jim Morris on the pedal steel, and that's right after I became officially the outlaw.
What's the craziest show you guys have ever done? Like your craziest experience? Like have you guys had any like crazy fans or like crazy?
We've had some crazy stuff. One of the most historically crazy experiences we ever had was when we were doing the Kansas City Gear Grinder, which is in Kansas City, Missouri, at Knuckleheads. And one of the headliners was Wayne the Hancock. Wayne the Train Hancock. We're all staying in the same hotel.
What's your name, Hancock?
Wayne the Train. Should I even tell the story, or will I get sued? Louis, will I get sued for the story?
Wayne the Train. He's a man.
Will I get sued for this story?
Well, obviously, if we can get sued, it's a story that we need to hear.
We drove 12 hours to Kansas City to play this big festival at Knuckleheads Saloon, which is one. If you've never been there, one of the coolest bars in the world.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like everything like you'd want from a Detroit industrial style bar. That's like it's what industrial section surrounded by railroad tracks and downtown.
It's they got a whole thing across the street.
Is it outside or inside? Inside? Or is that
Where we played was outside, but they do have an inside. But
well,
we were doing
trains and all that.
We were doing the festival, which was outside, and they they have a whole facility next door just to keep making ice, so they can say that they have the coldest beer in America. So anyway, we killed, of course, and we go backstage. Wayne the Train is there. He wasn't sober yet, right, Louis?
Hey, Ron.
He wasn't sober yet or drunk yet.
Hey, Ron, come here.
Needless to say, some person had a bottle of pills, a chalice of smoke.
Only one person there?
He, the other guy who shall not remain named. But anyway, we get done with the show. We're all staying at the same hotel. We get back home. My shit is just blowing up, telling me that he left one of his guys in the band dying in the hotel lobby.
What?
Right, Louie?
That's right. I was there.
Literally?
And
just left him there?
And the band, there was a skirmish between two band members.
Oh, boy.
One guy was left in the lobby dying.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The whole band packed up and left town as fast as they could. The other guy who was left there in the lobby scrambled as fast as he could and called another artist that was on the bill, who came and took him to hospital.
I was going to say everybody called people but didn't call emergency.
Yeah, that's the main part. Went to the hospital.
And he got back home to Austin, Texas in one piece. Jump forward years later when different venues are asking us to open for Wayne the Train, and they come back.
Oh, yeah.
And they come back and say, nah, we don't want those guys.
Okay, what's Wayne the Train? Where does Wayne the Train come from? What's that story?
Wayne the Train Hancock is one of the most phenomenal. He's sober now. At least I still think he is. Last I heard, he was sober, right, Louie?
Yeah, you know. It's all good.
This is a true story.
Brian.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Needless to say, we need to focus back on the Horse Cave Trio now.
Yeah, let's get it back to us. I want to talk about me.
Let's talk about L.A. Simon.
Yeah, let's talk about me.
So we just...
Where did I start? I started where Bulldog grew up.
Where are you right now?
He's on Woodward.
I'm over at 12 Mile and Woodward over on Rockingham Road. We're just watching the cars go by. Oh. I came up with some really cool friends. They're part of a car club. I think they're called the Double Clutchers or something. And they got a couple of hot, nice, really hot cars up here, and we're hanging out with them and, you know, enjoying the festivities. But I grew up with Bulldog. Went to St. Cunegunda's when I was, you know, real little, and then that whole neighborhood. And then I grew up, the first band that I was in was with you know, local guys that were in the neighborhood, and we were learning from the Cadillac Kid. And I went to school with the bass player from the Cadillac Kid, and he's the one who showed me how to play guitar.
And I have to interject that, you know, one of the first bands I was ever in, we used to open for the Cadillac Kids all the time.
Yep. Yeah, they were premier act back in the late 80s, early 90s. And then I got together with, after that I got together with Timmy Bones, who plays with, you know, now he's playing with Twister Brown Trucker, which is Kid Rock's band. And that's how me and Ryan ended up with Pino, with Jimmy called up and said, hey, man, you know, if you guys are looking to do another record, you should really think about going with Funky D Records and Tino, because Tino's seen you play, heard you play, been on the same shows. He really wants to work with you. So me and Ryan sat down, we're like, well, that's like a no-brainer. Let's do it, you know. So we talked to Tino, and it took off from there, and he did the Hart County record. He's doing the Exile on Woodward record.
Yes, he is.
And it's been rocking, man. I mean, go with three songs, maybe four songs in the bag, pretty much. Got a couple of acoustic beats, all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, what we're announcing tonight is that we're going to be releasing a single before year's end. It's called Forever, Forever.
Yeah.
And there will be a video to go with that single, and it's going to make a big statement.
Right.
And so anybody who has any doubts about Horse Cave Trio, anybody who has been feeding in to the nonsense, anybody who has been feeding in to the trivialities of lies and mistruths, I ask you please to give us the moment of realization where you step back from the curb and please give us just a moment of your time.
That's some raw power right there, baby.
And understand that we have never lied to you. We have as the first song on Hot Rods, Choppers, and Rock and Roll says, "We have never done you wrong." Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I got to tell you, I got to testify on the Mayhem Radio Show.
Yeah.
I have never done you wrong.
That's right.
I am asking just for please a moment of your consideration before you walk away from the table. The table has been set. Your plate. You've got a fork and a knife and a spoon. You've got a glass. The glass is full of love. The glass is full of love. It's full of love. We are asking you, please, just for a moment, consider who is telling you that we are wrong. Look at that man in the face. And if he cannot tell you, he is not a liar and a thief. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can look that man in the face, and if he cannot tell you that he is a liar and a thief, then I ask you, please, join us at the table.
Amen.
The place is set. You are welcome. The things that we're going to do are going to be amazing. The music that we are...
Around what? Like fall? What time in fall should we be expecting the...
We're looking like... I love Halloween.
Halloween is like... Well, is one of my favorite holidays.
I love Halloween. Yeah. So we're looking like late fall. We're going to drop our single. It's called Forever, Forever. You know what that means?
Forever, Forever.
Wait till you hear this, guys. And the video, you guys are the stars.
I want to be in a video.
I got a question. Hey, Lou.
Give me a minute, man.
You'll be there. We would love to have you there.
Wait, what did you just say?
Hey, Smooth.
I don't want to know what you just said. I always got to watch what I say.
What's the women look like down there? Yeah.
Everything's looking good, man.
Any good good motorboats down there?
You probably could. You're the only man I know to get motorboats.
And I have to come down there and check it out.
Where's Thor?
Oh, he's at home. I didn't bring him today.
You didn't bring him today?
No. Trust me, I'm getting chewed out about it, so.
We about ready for it. I think we're about done. We're going to, hey, Louie, we're going to give it up to the Mayhem Show. Let them get back so they can, you know, do their own.
I know.
We would like to thank these guys for letting us give them
anytime, man.
We appreciate you coming on. Yeah.
How you feeling over there?
Definitely. I'm feeling play a couple more songs.
I really appreciate the forum tonight. Yeah, maybe sometime Louie can come down here with me.
Right.
And we can do more stories. And
love it.
And we could
do maybe an acoustic show here if they're up for that.
Or, that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah, that'd be great.
Jessica's looking at me like, are you crazy?
I'm excited for that.
Well, as we go to break, I think the first song
we want to thank Jessica.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Because
she has just been amazing.
You guys have been amazing.
Thank you.
John Bobbitt?
Here I am.
Tenille?
Thanks,
everybody, for having us on, man. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yep, thanks for calling.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Again, if anyone else wants to call in, 248-579-5295.
Yeah, anybody wants to call in, I'll hang around for another half hour. If anybody's got any questions, I would love to answer your questions. I got a lot to say. I'm keeping it on the high road, if you know what I mean.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Only way to do it, man.
But, you know.
What song
is it? Thanks, Bulldog. Thanks, Brian.
Yes.
I'm going to sign off and get back to the Woodward Crew.
What's the next one?
Have fun.
Yes, perfect.
This one?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
She's
the one.
Yep, this one's for my wife.
She's the one. Aw. That's a good hobby.
Yeah.
So what is it?
This is a previously recorded episode.
Hey now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's the Ipsy Tucky Outlaw, Rockin' Ron, and guess what? I've taken over Mayhem Radio. Nobody knows at podcast.com, except for my good friend Jessica. Right? Give her some love, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You
are too kind.
Oh, you've been amazing. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
I look forward to working with you again.
As do I. Hopefully we can get you on an acoustic set in here at some point. That would be amazing.
Now that I've taken over the show, just so you know.
Hey, we're back.
Here comes the Outlaws. Hey, I took over the show
here
now.
We go.
You guys are my guests now. So welcome to the Rock and Ron Mayhem Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my guests right now are Big Mike and Bulldog.
All right, we're back.
So, Mike, tell us, what's up with Mayhem Radio?
Well, it's been a long time coming to get here where we're at. We started on Tap Detroit. Kind of got thrown off the air. It was a kind of ugly scene leaving there.
Ugly? Something you can talk about, or ugly like my ugly that I can't talk about?
Yeah, we don't want to really...
We had something...
So you guys are taking the high road like I took the high road.
Yeah, something was set on the air, and then, mutually in our best...
Just parted ways. Mm-hmm. So we see a theme throughout the night here, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're all set over to go live at iRise Radio. We did do one show, we had a lot of technical difficulties trying to do that show. It actually never even went live. We thought it was live. We had a band. We're going to play a song by him here a little bit. 6 Weeks Sober in from California.
Yes.
Great up-and-coming band. And we never did another show. We had this opportunity. We came over here and visited last Monday. And I know you can see. I mean, we were
this
very
is
impressed.
An amazing facility. I gotta give props, huh?
Yep, I agree. And I see nothing
podcastdetroit.com.
I see nothing but good things here. It's a great setup. We're happy. Getting all kinds of noise here.
Well, that's my son. He's playing Mario Kart. So, Bulldog, what do you got to say, man?
I ain't got much to say. I'm just glad we're on the air and we finally got this going.
John Bobby?
Woo-woo!
Yes, sir.
Where you been all night?
Oh, man, I've been laying low. I caught a little cold.
Take
and,
some medicine.
Yeah, I need some medicine.
Medicating.
So
self-medicating.
I medicated some Jack Daniels for a little bit. And then,
some penicillin?
Oh, yeah, I got some of that already.
Well, we'd like to thank any of our folks.
Did you just
folks.
Say you have penicillin?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Ooh. You just read it. What? So, explain that.
I have to ask.
Better than penicillin.
I behaved myself throughout the broadcast. Is this like, can we say anything on Mayhem Radio? Is there like
Well, we're trying to keep it clean enough so the
what would you like
okay.
to say?
Sponsors aren't.
Well,
what are you feeling? Speak.
That was an earlier topic in the show.
Right. We're trying to get some good sponsors here.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
let's
we're
try to keep
we're,
it.
So we're trying to keep it level.
You know what would be nice if like a restaurant around here, pizzeria or something, would like bring pizza every Wednesday? We'd name them on the radio, you know.
Yeah, I'll
do a shout out. That delivers in
yeah,
here
just
Roy?
Like
are we in Royal Oak?
No, I mean just to drop off pizza so
Ferndale.
We got something to eat. You know?
Pizza guys, where are you?
You know, we do have booze here, and we're probably supposed to, you know, give a shout out to whoever that provides us booze here. But they never told us anything ahead of time.
Yeah. So maybe next week you can
next week.
Like get a like
we'll
a
drink
list
it. We'll drink it tonight and tell them about it the next time.
Yeah.
I do want to mention a couple of events here, guys. This Sunday, the Detroit Highwaymen and the Rough Riders are having a charity softball game. It's a rematch at DeLuca Field in Melvindale, Michigan. All proceeds go to the Engine 40 Foundation. So it's $5 at the gate. Just come on down. It was a really good time. Last game was really fun. So come on down and have a good time.
And you get to umpire, right?
Yeah, I got to umpire last time. It asked me to come back and do it again, so... I'm going to do it, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Nice, nice. I would ask anybody who's on the Facebook, the book face, please like Horse Cave Trio. Regardless of what he who shall name Relanta.
Facebook!
Like Horse Cave Trio on the Facebook, would you please? We're going to be posting all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to be posting this broadcast on there.
All right.
Several times. This is a big part of our relaunch. I mean, I can't thank you guys enough for having me here tonight. Guys, really.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's
going to
be well worth the wait.
Mayhem Radio.
It always
is. You know, I mean, I on a personal level, it's you know, it's my mom's birthday. It's a very emotional day for me. You know, I go through a lot of stuff on this day.
Right.
And anybody who is a Horse Cave Trio fan knows that she is the Horse Cave Trio girl.
Actually, anybody that's been through it or whatever, I'm sure is pretty understanding.
Anybody who knows who has been through that knows. So when you guys approached me last week at Lotto's tree planting, which was an emotional day too.
What is that?
Definitely.
Oh, please.
What's Lotto's tree planting? Inform me.
You
in memory?
Take
a plant a tree in memory of somebody?
That's deep. That's
it's a.
There's a brother of ours.
It's a brother of ours. Very, very close. We lost him 2013 to a motorcycle accident. Coming back from a club function up in the UP. Lotto's also a misfit. And we
Detroit Penetrator.
Detroit Penetrator. We
and also, you know, one of the best people you could ever know in your life.
Hell yeah!
Beyond,
he took me to my first Horse Cave Trio camp.
What is his name again?
PJ's Logger House.
What's his name?
Lotto. That's our hit. That's his nickname, Lotto.
Rest He's a rock Lotto. Star. He's a rock star.
But in the Knoll, where the Misfits meet every Wednesday, the Knoll is in Hines Park. We planted a tree in his honor last Wednesday, and that's where we pulled Ron aside, and that's where we talked about coming
being
here, on the
here
show.
Tonight.
And
planting a new seed.
Lotto was one of a kind.
Awesome.
We miss him. He'd be sitting here right now with us.
Oh, yes, yeah. He would.
If he was here.
I'm sure he's
not
here.
A day that goes
he's
by
here now.
There's not a day that goes by I don't think that any of us think about him and or tell a story about him. We all miss him.
Tell a good story. Tell a good story about him.
I'll tell you my PJ Logger House, first Horse Cave Trio show. Lotto and Bulldog. I had no clue what Horse Cave Trio was about. I
had a clue.
I was told it was hillbilly.
I'm learning. I'm not going to lie.
I wish I had a clue so I could just go away and be done now.
I was told it was hillbilly rock and roll, and I said, "Well, I love hillbilly rock and roll, so this should be a good time." I walked into PJ's and it was jam packed. Couldn't even move. I worked my way over there to the stage. You guys took the stage, and it was an instant. My fiance and I, Jody, we looked at each other and said, "Oh, yeah, now this is, gotta love this. This is good." And we've been fans ever since. We've been to, I couldn't tell you how many shows ever since. Love it. It's great music.
It's a family.
It is. It is a family. That's my Lotto story.
Yeah, it's
that Horse Cave Trio and
we're
Lotto
getting teared
the same
up here.
One.
You know, I mean,
He was a State Farm agent, too. Not that I'm promoting State Farm.
Well, I'm just saying, wasn't he one of the best had?
He was the second largest in the nation. Second in the nation, the biggest in Michigan.
Louis has many Lotto stories.
Oh, yeah.
That we should tell.
We could have a Lotto show.
And we should probably have a Lotto show.
It's not anybody like dying and laying there, nobody saying anything, is it?
No. It was tragic. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
It was not a good day. So, wow.
Well, we gotta wrap this up here pretty soon.
I want to mention this on Sunday, August 30th, the Plymouth Canton Stars is having a bike and car show. For all benefits go to Special Olympics. If you need, it's at Plymouth Elks at 41700 Ann Arbor Road, Plymouth, Michigan. Registration at 1:00. So you can get a hold of me or just come on down. Have a good time.
So the bigger star now than Horse Cave Trio is Thor. Is Thor going to be at this event?
Yes. Actually, me and Thor's on the flyer with it.
And I believe we're going to do the show live that day.
We're gonna try to do a show live on that day.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, but Thor will be there.
Do you know about that live show?
No, but I do now.
All right. Yes, Thor will be there. I've had so many phone calls wanting to know if Thor was going to be there. He'll be there.
Because he's a big star now.
He's getting there. I mean, I opened a Facebook account for him, and 2 days later, he had more friends than me. That's bad.
Friends are fleeting. Friends come and go.
Not true friends.
Hey, thank you.
When you have a friend that can lick his own balls, though, man, you're going to get a lot of that.
We have plenty of
acquaintances,
but probably can count on one hand.
So I'm going to walk away. This is your guys' show.
Close up now.
I thank you guys so much for letting me come here today, having my time to say what I have to say. I got a lot more to say.
You're telling us you're coming back.
I would love to come back.
All right.
I'd love to come here and play live music. I would love here to come and drop our new single here. And once you hear this, it's going to blow your mind. And that's all I got to say.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, thanks, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you, you guys. See you next month.
The Mayhem Show.
I'm going to go out with 6 weeks Sober.
Yep, absolutely.
My boys from Cali, baby.
All right.
All right, thanks for tuning in, guys, with 7 to 9 every Wednesday.
Have a good night.
This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.